I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything. Of your
majesty, so good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. And all of us hosts, thank you, thank you, thank you all near and far for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 36 years, none other than in the person of...
Man, Lady Mildred.
All right, Lady Mildred, I'm getting the feedback from you, and it could be because you're trying to watch me or something like that, but I'm getting a bad feedback.
No, I'm not trying to watch the radio. I'm trying to turn the radio off.
You have a radio on?
No, I'm in the car.
Okay, you're going to have to turn that all the way down. All the way.
I'm trying to turn it off. I don't even know how to turn it off.
Push the button.
Button.
Yeah. Okay. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I was getting a terrible feedback there. But nevertheless, we thank and praise God, amen, for blessing us to have another splendid opportunity to come to God's people on this Super Soul Saving Saturday afternoon in the wonderful world of gospel. I tell you what, Jesus Christ is Lord, and there ain't nothing a devil that ain't been put in hell yet can do about it. And that's the conclusion that we have to come to. Amen. As a matter of fact, I have to tell a lot of time God's people that, you know, we got to drop these cliches. Amen. We got to drop these foolish prayers that we hear other people saying, you know, Satan, I bind you and send you back to hell. But sister, brother, he ain't been put there yet. This is the reason why we call this perfecting the saints, because a lot of things that come from our mouth are just coming from our mouth and they hitting the ground. Amen. But you know what? Yes, God has given us authority over the enemy. Behold, I've given unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Praise be to God. And so that's what we want to stick to. We want to stick to the word of God. Amen. Yes, many things we learned growing up. And you know what? Moments of Inspiration is about helping you to unlearn the things that you weren't supposed to learn. Amen. That's what the Holy Ghost came to do. And that's what caused Jesus to get in trouble with the scribes and Pharisees, because he sought to unlearn the people all of the religious hype, rhetoric, and hoopla that they had been teaching for years, 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 and centuries. Amen. God bless you, Sister Alice and Sister Gwen Calloway. God bless you on today. Amen. Truly, God is great. On that note, going to ask my beautiful wife if she so kindly will share a scripture with us, and then we're going to go before the throne of grace in Jesus' name.
Amen. Coming out the book of Psalms, the 34th chapter, the first verse, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall boast, shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall thereof and be glad. Father, we just thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. We just thank you, because truly we will bless you at all times. Amen. Even the times that
yes,
don't
Lord.
Feel good, we got to bless you.
Hallelujah.
Because, hallelujah. You change us not.
Thank
and
you, Jesus.
Feel good because of who you are.
Oh, yes.
God, we just give you the praise. We just give you the glory. We just love you today, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lift you up on high, because there's nobody greater than you.
Oh,
we
yes.
The whole wide world over, and we still won't find nobody like you. Amen. Many better stop looking, because saying looking is in vain.
Yes, oh, yes,
God,
yes. Hallelujah.
Nobody like you.
Oh,
therefore,
yes.
God, we will give you the praise. We will give you the glory.
Oh,
we
yes.
We will give you the honor in this day.
Yes.
You are worthy to be praised.
Yes.
We pray that you will touch the hearts of your people everywhere.
Yes.
Those that are in need right now.
Hallelujah.
Those that are grieving. Those that are mourning.
Hallelujah.
Those that are sick in their bodies.
Thank
those
you, Lord.
That don't know you. In the part of their sin. Oh, God, we lift them up to you today.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we know that you're worthy.
Hallelujah.
And we give your name the praise. And we give you the glory, Lord. Touch them at their heart today.
Yes,
give
Lord.
Their heart and life to you.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus, because the angels in heaven rejoices over one soul.
Oh, hallelujah, yes.
Hallelujah. They give their heart.
Hallelujah.
And life over to you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' holy name. Amen. If this is your first time tuning in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, I'd like to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. Maybe you've decided to make Jesus Christ love and Lord of your life. Then I'd like to say welcome to the family. Amen. And now that you've become that believer, amen, go ahead and seal the deal by having yourself water baptized in water, having the name of Jesus Christ called over you. That inward expression will bring about an outward manifestation. That's right. You express Jesus on the inside. Now be associated with him with the death, burial, and resurrection of having yourself baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's right. Say, preacher, I want to be baptized having the name of Jesus Christ called over me. Why? Well, I tell you what, go and do it in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Well, the Bible says in Colossians 3:16, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. Listen, if I can bless my food in that name, if I can cast out devils in that name, amen, if I can pray for the sick and they get healed in that name, don't you know? Why would I shortchange myself by having myself baptized into the authority by having the name of Jesus Christ called over me? Amen. But on another note, Lady Townsend, we're just so delighted to come to God's people and to share the pure, unadulterated word of God with God's people. This is why we entitled the broadcast Perfecting the Saints. Because most of our life, we have learned a lot of things. Amen. And what I like about the ministry of Jesus Christ, he came to help the people unlearn all of the religious rhetoric and hoopla that the people had been enduring for years and years and years. That's God's grace and mercy right there. Think about that. Think about that. All of the religious things that they went through. And yet when the Messiah came on the scene, he came to establish a more meaningful understanding as to how we as believers should please God. It's more than religion. Amen. It's more than saying I belong to this church. I belong to Moments of Inspiration Ministry. It's more than that. It's about us wholeheartedly surrendering our heart, mind, and spirit over to pleasing God. And on last week, amen, we shared with God's people the importance of earnestly contending for the faith that was once delivered into God's saints. Amen. We've got to stay affixed to that because you know what? If we're not operating in the faith of Jesus Christ, we're just going through religiosity. Amen, Lady Thompson. If we're not operating in the faith of Jesus Christ, we're just going through religiosity. And I'm here to tell you there are many people that are still bound by religiosity. Amen. But when you're walking in the Spirit, you don't have to wait until revival. When you're walking in the Spirit, you don't have to wait until convocation. When you're walking in the Spirit, amen, you don't have to wait until any spectacular event. As a matter of fact, you know, there should be a time that if somebody said, you know what, I want to surrender my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the things that I can take under accountability, you know, a lot of times because of tradition, we have to wait. And a lot of time we got to have a special day to have people baptized. And says, well, we want to make sure that, you know, we got a couple of people because it takes a lot of water to put in the pool. And it takes this, that, and the other to get into the pool and this, that, and the other. But when you go by the scriptures, you find out that when they ministered to people, Lady Townsend, they were prepared to baptize those people right on the spot.
Amen.
Blood amen.
That's water.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the Ethiopian eunuch said. He said, here is water. What hinders me? Amen.
Yes.
Because the truth of the matter is, you know, just like we tell a person, even when we make what we call an altar call, we make an altar call, right? And we'll tell the people that, you know what, okay, how many want to be baptized? And one thing I'll tell you, I don't baptize people just to baptize them. You know, not just to add somebody's name on the roll. No, we don't do that. No. Jesus didn't do that. Amen. You know, a lot of time we'll talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and now the church of the doors are open. And so let me see the hands of those that have been baptized in Jesus' name, and hands go up. And let me see the hands of those that have not been baptized in Jesus' name, and hands go up. Without thoroughly explaining to them why they should even be associated with the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's another thing that we've got to get out of. We've got to bring people back to the realization and the truth after preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, because how am I going to invite you to baptism without explaining to you the whole purpose of why Jesus came? How can I explain to you? See, every time that somebody was baptized, it was all revolved around Jesus. It had nothing to do with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It had nothing to do, amen, with Isaiah. It had nothing to do with Samson. It had nothing to do, amen, with Elisha or Elijah. It all revolved around Jesus Christ. And we've got to get back to that. Amen. We've got to get back to telling God's people the truth concerning the things of God. And this is what the modern day, if there is a such thing as a modern day apostle, if there is, that is the assignment that God has purposed in them. Now, I'm saying that because I don't need that title. I need the power. I don't need that position. I need the anointing. Amen. I need to properly be able to establish God's people and to bring them back to the realization that Jesus Christ is coming back. And he's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. Would you say so, Lady Townsend?
Amen. He's coming back, Bishop. Ready or not, he's on his way. Praise God. I mean, he could come anytime. That's why we have to be ready. Not getting ready. We have to stay ready. Amen. We have to stay ready.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And there are a remnant out here that's ready, that's staying ready. Amen. They're like the five wise virgins.
Oh, yes.
Not the foolish one.
Oh,
praise
yes.
Praise God. We got to be wise going here every day.
That's right.
Amen. You don't, it's so much happening in our world today. They go to the store. They go even in the church. They're
uh-huh.
coming in, killing and shooting and they are killing you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to be covered with the blood of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Amen. And it's in time, and it's no time to play. Because
that's
the
right.
moment you start playing, it's a time that, you know, your number could be called.
Amen. Amen. No, it's time to get serious, amen, with your walk with God. Amen. Because, as I said before, our enemy, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That just simply means that I'm staying affixed, that the devil is staying affixed as to who's not staying focused on the things of Jesus Christ. It's just pretty much like you driving your car. You know, if you don't stay focused, at any moment, you can have a tragic accident. And I've seen people have tragic accidents going 30 miles an hour because somebody else was speeding. Amen. And so as believers in the things of Jesus Christ, we've got to keep our mind affixed to not, watch this, not partially pleasing God. We have got to get into that totality of pleasing God. And one of the things that I'd like to share with God's people is this. One of the ways that we can come to that level is by saying this: Lord, not my will, but your will be done. If you, beloved son, beloved daughter of God, if you will start your day off by using that and saying, Lord, not my will, but your will be done on a day-to-day basis, you will understand, amen, that when it comes to doing what God wants, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem doing what his word said. His problem, if his word said, love ye one another as I have loved you, I don't have a problem doing that. Amen. I don't have a problem with that. As a matter of fact, I don't have a problem saying that everybody, amen, that says they're in the church is my brother or sister. I don't have a problem saying that. Well, Bishop Townsend, how can you say that? Because a lot of time what happened is religiosity has caused us to conform. Put your name on the roll. Okay. All right. Give me your name. Give me your address. Yeah. Okay. As a matter of fact, I'm going to need your W-2 form too. And what's your monthly income? What's your weekly income? All of those things that have become a part of religiosity. Amen. But here's what Jesus said. When it comes to sisters and brothers in the Lord, this is what Jesus said now. And I know a lot of times this hurts because this is what perfecting the saints is all about. At the beginning and end of the day, at the beginning and in the middle and at the end of the day, Jesus, your mother looking for you and your brothers are looking for you. And then he came to this question, Lady Townsend, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? And then he pointed at his disciples. He said, behold, my mother, my brother, for they, this is going to hurt a little bit. It's going to hurt just a little bit. For they that do the will of my father. Stay with me. Not the will of my pastor. Not the will of the apostle. Not the will of the organization. Not the will of the denomination. But they that do the will of... That's why we call it perfecting the saints. Because whose will are you ascribing to today? Think about that just for a moment. Amen. Because I've got news for you. Because if I, as the pastor, am not ascribing to God's word and doing his will and seeking to do my will, you don't need to be with me. Because I ain't leading you right. Look how y'all getting quiet on me. Look how you getting quiet on me. Look how you getting quiet when I talk about how if Bishop Townsend is not leading you in the righteous way to please God and not to please me. That's the reason why we said earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Because it was that faith that caused us to lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets us and to help us to run this race with patience, Lady Townsend. Are you still?
Amen, Bishop.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Lay aside every weight, every sin that so easily beset us.
That's right.
Because it's so easy to be distracted, Bishop.
Yes.
Amen. The
yes.
things that are going around us, we can be easily distracted.
Yes.
And that's all the enemy wants.
That's
he
right.
He wants us to lose focus, praise God. But we, the saints of God, those that God has called to, you know, to a place in him, we will not be fooled. Amen. They're elect. Glory to God. And that's all we're saying. Get in that group. Get in there, you know, closer with God.
Yes.
Seek him while he can be found. Amen. Give over to him completely. Surrender completely.
You see, we're in a time where people must understand where we are in the lateness of the hour concerning the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As I said before, and I will not deviate from saying this, if a tornado was coming, you would not sit down and start to plan your vacation. If a hurricane was coming, you would not stand there and start getting with the kids and talk about going to Great America or Six Flags. Or Disney World or anything. No, you would be safeguarding your life. Yet, the cares of this life, and if we ain't careful, we can even get caught up in ministry and avoid the things that Jesus told us to watch for. That's the danger of religiosity. We're not looking for the coming of the Lord. Neither are we preparing the hearts of God's people for his coming because, again, God's grace and mercy affords us the opportunity. But I got to tell y'all, folks are leaving here. Folks are dying around us every day. And can I tell you something? Everybody in our life is a lesson and a blessing. No matter how good they are, no matter how evil they are a lesson and a blessing. Because we're blessed to be able to find out that there are people calling on the name of Jesus, yet they have evil hearts. We are blessed to know that there are people that are not as, watch this, as prestigious as we are, and yet they possess the anointing of God's Holy Ghost through and through. They're not driving fine cars. They're not wearing prestigious clothes. But yet, the anointing of God's Holy Ghost is mightily upon them. And this is what we've got to get back to. Don't feel bad if you don't have a suit to wear to church. You know, pastors sometimes feel that they got to dress up for every occasion. And then when they don't dress up, we've got to announce it that we're having a dress down day. No, just go on as you are. Go as you are. Don't worry about getting dressed up. Because you know what happens? People start to feel that if they can't dress up like you, something's wrong. Well, Bishop, you mean to tell me I got to stop wearing my clothes for the people? No, sir. Be like Jesus. Jesus didn't do like the scribes and Pharisees did. See, most of what we have learned is scribe and Phariseeism. Most of what we learned is scribe and Phariseeism. Even the pastor's wives have to feel like they look like a Barbie doll every Sunday. That's where we are. And I tell you what, that's not the will of our Father, because nobody should ever feel intimidated by anybody. That's why we call it perfecting the saints. Because I'm here to tell you, God ain't looking at your clothes. God is not looking at what you wear. God is not looking, amen, at those things. And it's nothing wrong with having nice clothes. But the nice clothes should never cause another person to fit. Now, I know you can't think for somebody else, okay? Don't think that. Don't think that. But as pastors and leaders, you should never feel that you have to dress up. Because as a matter of fact, think about this for a moment. If you walked into the convocation in some blue jeans and a T-shirt, and you're a pastor or you're a superintendent or whatever the case may be, everybody going to look at you funny. They're going to forget about that you're saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. They're going to look at you, and you know what? Their denominational indifferences is going to say, what's wrong with Townsend coming up in here like that? What's wrong with Lady Townsend coming up in here like that? This is convocation. So it's not about Jesus now. You see what I mean? We've got to learn to bring it back to what Jesus wants, not what superintendent wants. Amen. Not what the auxiliary head wants. We got to bring it back to what Jesus wants. And it's so much that, you know what? We are constantly unlearning so that we can be perfected. Amen, Lady Townsend.
Amen, Bishop. You know, man look at the heart. I mean, the outside, but God knows
yes.
the heart.
Yes.
And truly,
yes.
you truly are God. Amen. The heart gonna show some good stuff.
Yes, it
Amen.
Will.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Goodness gonna come out of you. It's gonna ooze out of you. Praise the Lord. And that's what God wants us today. You
Hallelujah.
Know, it's not about outer appearance to the point
no.
that we want to adjust that. Because you can have all the attributes of having all the beautiness, the long dresses, the
oh, yes.
whatever, pretty suits.
Oh, yes.
But your heart, you're a wicked person. You're evil person.
Oh, yes.
Evil ooze out of you.
Oh, yes.
Praise God. That's just nothing, you know, God-like about that.
That's
Satan
right.
It's really only true. But when you truly love the Lord, amen, you're going to do your best to please him, because it's all about pleasing him. When it's more about pleasing him, you'll find yourself not being in bondage. Because what would Jesus do? You know, what would Jesus say about this appearance today or this or that? You know, and that's what we ought to be more concerned about. But most of us, we've been taught, you know, the outside, you know, my God, when we should be dressing up the inside, praise God.
I'm more concerned not with the clothes you're wearing. I'm concerned with how much anointing is inside of you. I'm concerned with, amen, your ability, amen, to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's what I'm concerned with. I'm not concerned about those other things. I'm not concerned about your tithe and offering. I'm concerned about how much power are you allowing the power to work in you. Because the power within you makes a change. Amen. You cannot change yourself, but I declare when the power is inside of you and you want to change, you will. Else, the scripture that says, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. All things pass away. Behold, all things become new. So now watch this. A lot of time, the reason why I'm still drinking while calling on the name of Jesus, I'm still smoking while calling on the name of Jesus, I'm still partying, I'm still homemonging while calling on the name of Jesus, is because I'm not in Jesus. I'm in religion. And that was one of the things that Jesus came to help his people understand. Remember that religiosity was so strong until Nicodemus was afraid to come to Jesus out in the open because religiosity would not afford him the opportunity of being looked down upon his peers. Wait a minute. I can't let everybody know that what this man is saying is true. I can't let everybody know that what he's saying has such a profound impact on me that I'm moved to listen to in all totality what he's saying. But because of my position that I'm in, I've got to sneak to this man by night. And I'm telling y'all, Jesus ain't got no sneaky Pete's in his organization. Yet Nicodemus came to him by night. And Jesus understood. In other words, Nicodemus, I've got to unteach you what you've been learned. What the hypocritical scribes and Pharisees have taught you all of your coming up through the ranks. I've got to teach you this one thing, Nicodemus, that you must be born again. Well, wait a minute. I thought I was. Oh, no, Nicodemus. You listen, you've just been a part of the Baptist denomination. No, my friend. You've just been a part of the apostolic denomination. No, my friend. You've only been a part of the Church of God in Christ denomination or the Seventh-day Adventist, and you've learned and copied what you've heard everybody else do. But, my friend, you must be born again of the water and the Spirit. Now he asks the question, how can this happen? See, that's what happens when you're in religiosity. And even when you're in religiosity, you'll find yourself copying and mimicking what you hear everybody else doing. You'll find yourself, if you're in the apostolic or the Pentecostal movement, you'll find yourself trying to copy the made-up tongues that you hear everybody else. And because yours don't sound like that, they'll tell you, you ain't got it. You see, I've come to be like Jesus. I've come to set the record straight and to get people back in the proper mode as to what surrendering to Jesus is about. It's not about surrendering to your denomination. As a matter of fact, once I understood the move, and listen, I came up in the ranks of, I guess they said, one of the pioneers. I came up in the ranks of those that were considered trailblazers back in the late 40s and 50s and 60s. And some of you might know, but up under the tutelage of Bishop Charles Edward Poole and Mother Mattie B. Poole, I came up in that area. And you know what? As I sat there and learned, I started realizing a lot of the stuff that I was being taught was unbiblical. It was untrue. When the Bible says, let every man be a lie and let God's word be true, it means just that. And that's not a bad thing, because we go from glory to glory. And the things that we learn, we perfect those things. That's why the ministry that we are embarking called Perfecting the Saints. So that we can walk in a way, watch this, that's not pleasing to the organization, but pleasing to God. Because when it gets to the point where you are too afraid to come to church because of what the organization thinks, that's religion. Nicodemus came up through the ranks, but it was religion. Like many of us came up through the ranks, we started off as a minister. And then after we announced that God called us into the ministry, the next thing you know, we had to go through the channel. And we had to pay some money. And when we paid at this auxiliary, we paid that auxiliary, and we were faithful giving our money. Then when ordination time came around, depending on what kind of money you gave, then you were found fit to be exalted into the position of an elder. And if you give much more money, then you can be in the position of a bishop. That's the apostolic faith. And then in the Church of God in Christ, if you give a certain amount of money, you can ascribe on up the ladder and become a superintendent. Do you see the religiosity and the politics that we have been a part of all of our life that God is not pleased with? Perfecting the saints is what we call it. And once you become perfected in that frame of mind, you will find yourself unlearning the things that are not pleasing to God. And as Jesus said, behold, they that do the will of my Father in heaven, the same is my mother. The same is my brother. I'd like to ask a question today. Who are you seeking to please? Lady Townsend, I got a word I'd like you to share with the God's people here, coming from the word. But it's just going to help the God's people to unlearn some things. Because we've already understood about earnestly contending for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. But, Lady Towns, you got your Bible with you, right?
Yes.
Colossians 3. Because Colossians chapter number 3. Because right now there's an onslaught of people being manipulated, coerced. There's an onslaught of people that are being bamboozled, hoodwinked. And it's happening through false prophets. It's happening through charlatans. It's happening through soothsayers. With one hidden agenda, talk about healing, talk about deliverance, talk about being anointed with the jurisdiction of this hidden agenda, and that is to get in the pockets of the people I'm ministering to. That's not what Jesus is about. But Bishop, it takes ministry. It takes money to run ministry. You think Jesus don't know that?
Amen.
You think Jesus don't know it take money to do ministry? And will not he touch the hearts of those? Because he said, if I freely give, I'm going to freely receive. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, chapter number 3, verse 1 says what?
If ye then be risen with Christ.
Stop right there. Wait. If you be risen with Christ, not the Baptist denomination, not the apostolic denomination, not the Seventh-day Adventist denomination, not the Methodist denomination, Amen. Not the Catholic denomination. If ye then be risen with who?
Christ.
If you be risen with who?
Christ.
If you be risen with Christ. Do what? Seek a Cadillac.
Seek those.
It don't say seek a Cadillac? Wait a minute. Don't it say seek a new house?
No.
Seek some fine clothes? Seek some diamond rings and some gold rings. Seek another wife. Get rid of that wife. Get you another one. Get rid of that husband. Get you another one. Seek to make yourself happy. Because life is too short to be miserable. What did it say, Lady Townsend? Read it again. I had to interrupt you to drive that part. Seek those things which are where? On the earth.
Above.
On the earth. Seek
above
those things which are on the earth. Oh, your Bible, wait, are we reading from the same Bible? Because most of the people now and most of the so-called apostles and prophets have got the people just thinking about blessings, 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 blessings. Something is wrong.
The Bible say different. He's telling us to seek those things
seek
which are above.
Let's just stop for a minute. So, Bishop Townsend, if we were to just analyze what you said. If we were to just analyze this, then what would the things above be? Well, Jesus told us, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. One would have to ask the question, what is being done in heaven that's not being done on earth? Number one, we are not loving each other the way that we're supposed to. Number two, every man for himself and God for us all, and that's not how it is in heaven. So you see how far we've strayed from the ordinance and truth of pleasing our Heavenly Father. Amen. We're so caught up in our titles and positions, and we're not concerned about the weightier matter of things, how the people are suffering, how we have people around us eating out of garbage cans and people sleeping out on the street. See, there's happiness and joy in heaven. And so if we are to recolonize this earth, that's what we need to be doing. Concern. Because just as Jesus and God took care of Elijah, he had the raven bring him meat to eat. Don't you know God is going to provide for us? And in the meantime, those that are less fortunate, it is our responsibility. Well, I'm on a fixed income, so I ain't got much money. Well, wait a minute. That's a lie, because when God fixed your income, listen, you can't afford it.
Hallelujah.
Look how y'all getting quiet on me. Look how y'all getting quiet on me. Amen. Even some of the pastors start talking about, well my little salary, it ain't enough. And so I can't do much with the little salary you give it. But listen, you done forgot about little as much when God is in it. You can't do much with it when it's a religious thing. No, you can't. You're right. You can't do nothing with it when it's just a religious thing. But when God is in it, God can take the little bit that we got and multiply it to meet our need. Lady Townsend, where they say, if you then be risen with Christ, do what? Seek those things which are above.
For Christ it is on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth.
Number three, say what?
For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Now, isn't it amazing that he said you are dead? Think about that for a moment. That means that you are not to be affected again. Because when you were in the world, you chased women, you chased money, you chased all of these things that the world had us a part of. But see, now you are dead to those things. You're supposed to be dead to the cigarettes, dead to the cocaine, dead to the whole mugging, dead to the adultery. You're supposed to be dead now. They putting their mouth on me. Let all my enemies be scattered. Now, no, you're dead to that. You're dead to that. As a matter of fact, can't nothing happen to you that God does not allow. And as I said before, many times God allows things to happen so you can realize that they're a lesson and a blessing. Even the people that come up against you, they are a blessing and they're a lesson. Because that's teaching you that many will use the name of Jesus and yet not be a part of Jesus. The seven sons of Sceva proved that. They used the name of Jesus, but they were not of Jesus. Are you hearing me on today? We're in the body of Christ where a lot of folks are using the name of Jesus, but they are not of Jesus. We adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preached. And so we think because we're using the name, that gives us authority. I've got to tell you, that don't give you no authority. I'm sorry, it doesn't. And I began to realize that at an early age. Because if we have the authority of Jesus Christ, Lady Townsend, then once we unlearn, was Jesus ever sick? No. Did Jesus have disease? No. He got tired in his human body? Yes. But does not the Bible say the Holy Ghost makes intercession for us? And intercession means that when I can't determine that cancer cell that's trying to grow on the inside, the Holy Ghost makes intercession and begins to destroy whatever God did not put in there, but because we have accepted sickness in our mind. Seek those things which are up above. There ain't no sickness in heaven, therefore there can't be no sickness in my body. And set not your affection on the things of this earth, because this earth has a way of causing you to conform to sickness and disease and poverty. It has a way of causing you to conform to sickness, disease, and poverty. Seek those things which are above. There is perfection above. There is joy above. There is healing above. There is prosperity above, because the streets are paved with gold. So it doesn't matter how high gas is going, because our God is going to provide for us. The children of Israel were in the wilderness for 40 years, but yet their God provided for them. Lady Townsend, come on. You know I get long-winded.
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory.
Keep going.
Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth.
Now stop there for a minute, because I don't want nobody to think, because the word mortify members don't mean the church congregation. Okay? Don't misconstrue that. Your members is your body, your physical anatomy.
Yes.
That's what your members are. Your fingers, your arms, your hands. God gave you eyes. He gave you feet. He gave you a mouth. But if you're doing anything ungodly with those members that he gave you, the admonition of the beloved apostle is to tell you to mortify, that is to kill out any unnatural or inordinate thing that your members may want to do. For instance, God gave you eyes to see. But you want to look at that woman who's got on some short pants and all her behind cheeks hanging out. And that's not what God wants you to do. God gave you your eyes, woman. And you can't look at the man in the face because you're looking down below his waist. Mortify, therefore, your members. We're worried about what we're going to eat on Sunday. We're worried about who's going to win the NBA championship. We've got to mortify these members to those things. That's going to cause us to become anxious, fearful, and afraid. Go ahead, Lady Townsend.
Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection.
Inordinate affection. You know what that means?
Yes.
If God made you a man, you got to think like a man. If God made you a woman, you got to think like a woman. Other than that, it's inordinate affection. Amen. If I want to get back at folks that done me wrong, that's inordinate affection. If you're doing wrong toward people while naming the name of Jesus Christ, that's inordinate affection. As a matter of fact, inordinate affection is right next door to a reprobate mind. Let me say that again. An inordinate affection is right next door to a reprobate mind. Go ahead, Lady Townsend.
Evil covetousness and covetousness, which is idolatry.
Now, you think that there's nothing you can do that will separate you from the love of God, but if you're not careful, listen to me carefully, you have free will. You cannot keep going north when you're supposed to be going south. You cannot keep going south when you're supposed to be going north. You cannot keep on being unholy when God called us to be holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if we are using our body in an unnatural, spiritual way, glorifying God with this body, then we are going in the wrong direction. And if we continually go in the wrong direction, what does it say, Lady Townsend?
Amen. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience.
Wait just a minute, my beloved sister, my beloved brother. Don't let the devil fool you with scriptures making you think that you can continue in sin, that grace may abound. God forbid. God forbid. God forbid. And don't let the enemy trick you with scriptures of grace, because all while he's using scriptures to make you try to maintain grace, he's got you operating in disgrace. For this cause cometh the wrath of God. And you notice this book ain't wrote to sinner people. It's wrote to church folk. It's wrote to those of us that are naming or allegedly naming the name of Christ. And this is the reason why the beloved apostle had to get the Colossus church back in order, because a lot of time after we come to Jesus, we think that we can still hold on to the old man. Remember, the Bible said, if any man is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. All things pass away. Behold, all things come new. That mouth that used to cuss with, I don't cuss with that mouth no more. That hand that I used to steal with, I don't steal with that hand no more. The lies that I used to tell, I don't tell those lies no more. The alcohol that I used to drink, I don't drink that alcohol no more. The cigarettes that I used to smoke, I don't smoke them cigarettes no more. The cocaine that I snorted, the heroin that I shot up, I don't do those things anymore, because I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. I'm not a womanizer no more, going from woman to woman or man to man. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Well, Bishop, you know, the Bible said all, you know, have sinned and come short. That's an excuse that the enemy got us constantly making. Anybody that want to come short, that there's your way out right there. And you know what? You're going to keep coming short. You're going to keep coming short. You know why? Because by thy words, you are justified. And by your words, you are condemned. You know, I got a brother at my church that our church goes to, Brother Anthony. And I can tell you something, that every time he says something, even when I'm feeling down a little low and I'm feeling a specific need that I need from the Lord, and I tell the saints, I say, listen, I need y'all to pray with me concerning this, that, and the other. You know what he says? He said, Pastor, it's already done. And every time he says that, I feel the anointing of God's Holy Ghost on the inside of me when he says that it's already done. That's why I tell you, the people around you are a lesson and a blessing. It's already done. And every time he says that, I feel the unction of the Holy Ghost move down on the inside of me. So if my body is racked with pain, Lord, I prayed for healing, it's already done. Pain in my joints and in my knees, Lord, and it hurts so bad, it's already done. Pain in my hips, Lord God, arthritic flare-up, it's already done, Lord. Thank you.
Yes,
for as a man thinking his heart, so is he. But if you get caught up in this world system, well, listen, they can fix them knees. I ain't said they couldn't fix them. Amen. But I know Jesus is a better fixer than the doctor. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus is a better heart regulator than the doctor, according to your faith. And the truth of the matter is, we got to teach people to understand where they are in their faith. That's another thing. You can't have my faith, I can't have yours. But you got to acknowledge where you are and be truthful and say, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Go ahead, Lady Townsend.
And the which you also walked sometime when you lived in them. But now you also put off these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds.
Wait a minute.
And have put.
Wait a minute. Seeing that you then supposed to stop drinking, seeing that you're supposed to stop fornicating, seeing that you're supposed to stop homosexualizing and lesbianizing, seeing that you put all those things off, lying, gluttony, overeating, all of those things that are killing us. And I got news for you. You ain't got to be fat to be gluttonous either. As a matter of fact, if we're thinking about what we're going to eat before church is out, that's the spirit of gluttony on us. Because don't you think God deserved better than us thinking about what food we're going to eat after church is over? I remember the time back in the days, man, saints didn't even want food. I mean, food. They had to make service stop. Because folks was just, they had to stop service and say, look, y'all, we got to stop, take a break so that y'all can just not be wore out. Because the saints used to wear themselves out.
Yes, Lord.
I ain't lying. They would go to church at 9 o'clock in the morning and wouldn't get home till 9 o'clock at night. Now, I'm not saying all of that was loving God. A lot of that was denominational, too.
Yeah.
That was denominational, too. You've been there all day. You stop and eat lunch and dinner at 5 o'clock, and then you know it, service starts back at 6 o'clock. They would just make the whole day an outing, to which many families broke up. Many folks started divorcing right up inside the Holiness Church because the wife was at home. I should have been at home fixing her husband and family dinner, but she's at church praising the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And left him a cold Spam sandwich to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. The air just went off. I don't know what happened. So they cut us off the air. Yep. But God knows all about it. God knows all about it. He knows all about it. I still got another scripture I wanted to share.
Amen.
Yeah, we just went off the air. I don't know what happened. But
it must be back on then.
Huh?
I can hear you.
You can hear it in the radio?
Yeah.
You can hear me in the radio. Okay. Well, let's see. Okay, there it is. Okay, I got it. All right. I got it. Okay. Okay, listen, Lady Townsend, I need you to go to one more scripture. And I need you to go to, I need you to go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And I want you to read verses 1 through 8.
2 Timothy 3.
Yeah, because again, We've got people prophesying all kind of blessings to people. We're telling them that God, they're telling folks that God is about to pour out this to you. God's about to pour out that to you. And either we're going to stay affixed to what the word of God says and realize that these people are lying. Or you know what? We're going to follow them to hell because they're lying and not staying affixed to the word of God. And we've got to prepare people for the truth.
Yes, Lord.
Any parent that love their child, if they see that their child, amen, is starting to get sick, they're not gonna just act like nothing's happened. If that baby keeps slobbering, you realize the baby may have a sore throat, right?
That's true.
Huh? If the baby keep running off at the bowels, you realize the baby's got diarrhea and the baby's gonna dehydrate. And so, therefore, I got to do something about this. A real parent cannot sit back and watch the people be manipulated, coerced, and lied to without doing anything about it. That's the way Jesus was. And that's the way I choose to be. I choose to stand up on the truth of what God's word say so that God's people can flourish in the things of God. And it ain't about stuff. It's not about things. But listen, beloved, above all, I wish that thou may prosper and be in bad health, even as your bank account increases. Is that what the word says?
No.
What does the word say, Lady Townsend? What does it say?
Beloved.
Above all, I wish that thou may prosper.
Prosper.
And do what?
And be in health, Bishop. Not
be in
bad
health.
Be
in health.
Have good health.
That's what God wants for us. But if we ain't careful, we'll accept the diabetes. We'll accept the cancer. We'll accept the strokes. We'll accept the heart, high blood pressure. We'll accept those things. And I got news for you. Jesus don't accept them, even if you do.
No.
But he's not going to make you.
He's
not going to make you. Amen. Okay, go ahead, Lady Townsend, chapter number 3, because I got to stop and do these announcements too.
Number 1 says, This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come.
In the last days, money cometh to me now. Money cometh to me now. In the last day, money's coming. Wealth, debt cancellation. In the last days, all of these things. Somebody lying.
Hey,
somebody
the word of God
is lying.
We see all of this.
And
happening.
If you follow a lie, you a liar. If you follow a lie, you a liar. If you ascribe to that and amen to that, you're a liar. And as I said before, when lightning gets ready to hit a tree, anybody that's standing up under the tree that lightning hits, you get hit too. Amen? Amen.
Amen, Bishop.
Notice that perilous times shall come, and what's going to happen, verse number 2 sums it up. The false prophets, the soothsayers, the liars, the false apostles, the false bishops, the false preachers, this sums it up. Go ahead.
2 say, for men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Uh-huh.
Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy.
Listen to all this now. He's talking about church folk, y'all. He ain't talking to believers. He's not talking to unbelievers. He's talking about those of us that profess to be baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, and those of us that say we speak in other tongues. He's talking to us.
Come on, preacher. Come on.
Huh? He's talking to us. And yet, we're still going along to get along. And God is saying, come out from among them and be ye no more partakers of their sins.
Come on. Come on.
Go ahead, Lady Town. What does it say?
Number 3, without natural affection, breakers, false accusers.
Yes.
Incontent.
Mm-hmm.
Fierce.
Yes.
Despiser of those that are good.
So have I become your enemy because I've told you the truth? Are you hating me because they did Jesus the same way? And I can handle it because he said, you will be hated for my name's sake.
Come on, come on.
So I can handle
yes,
that because it ain't about me. It's about Jesus. It ain't about me. It's about me standing on the jurisdiction of what God's word say. It's not about me. I stand on his word. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. What else, Lady Town? And then I got to stop.
Traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God.
I want that car. I want that house. I want that I want that money transference. Amen. All I can think about is the wealth of the sinner laid up for the just. But you know what? We ain't got to spend idle time worried about that.
No, not thinking none of that.
We ain't got to go after that. If we went after pleasing God, let me tell you something. Out of all the churches and all of the people that say that they love God, don't you know if we went after Jesus, we wouldn't be seeing all of these mass shootings. Hello, somebody. Look how y'all getting quiet on me. If we was going after Jesus, we wouldn't see all of these copycat murders going on. But you going after houses and keys and debt cancellation and folks getting murdered. And then every now and then we can break away in type of some false prophetic utterance and talk about I see buildings falling and I see this and this, that, and other. And then 90% of the time we talking about money. God ain't pleased with it. What else to say, Lady Tomlin?
Traitors. I said that one, didn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
And more God.
Get to number 5. Get to number 5. Yeah, number 5. What does number 5 say? Take your time and read that because God holds us to a higher level of accountability. Let me say that again. God holds us to a higher level of accountability. Now, this is going to hurt just a little bit because if you're around folks that you know ain't doing right and you still in cahoots and fellowship with them, well, Bishop, the Bible said pray for them. Yes, pray for them, but do it at a distance. Go ahead, Lady Townsend.
Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away.
See, if you play with the dog that's got fleas, you're going to get fleas too. You know, that's the reason why they separated the lepers. Remember that? Because if you're not going to correct people in their wrong, then you're not a friend. You don't love them. If you don't correct, you know, when I was little, my daddy used to tell me, he said, now, son, I don't want to whoop you, but I want you to learn right. And he said, you know, this is going to hurt me to whoop you. And I was saying, and I would try to be slick and say, but dad, if it's going to hurt you, then don't do it. You ain't never supposed to hurt yourself. I would say, daddy, don't whoop me if it's going to hurt you. He said, no, I don't want to do it. But he said, you know what? This is the only way you're going to learn, because if I don't chastise you, baby, I'm not showing you I love you. And you know what? He was diplomatic with his whooping. He would whap me a couple of times, and he would stop, and he would talk to me. And he would whap me a couple of times, and he would stop it. And then when it was all over, he said, now, what have you learned, son? Because I want you to know you're going to be held accountable for your actions. Whether you want to or not, you're going to be held. And he said, I need you to take this with you all throughout your life. And I did. Amen. Hey, Lady Townsend, thank you. I got to share something with God's people real quick. Amen. And want to let y'all know that here's what's going on in your neighborhood. Here's a little news you can use. The Raven Camp Baptist Church in Colfax, Louisiana, will be celebrating their pastor and First Lady Kenneth Bowie Sr. and Stacy Bowie's fifth-year pastoral anniversary on June 12th. The program is going to start at 3 o'clock p.m. Pastor Herbert Baptiste Jr. and the Nazarene Baptist Church family will be their guest, and all other local and area churches are welcome to attend. For more information, you can contact them at 318-481-0211. Also, we are excited to announce a special community event we are bringing to our local community on June 16th, Jaguars on the Bayou. This will be an evening of elegance. The Scholarship Benefit Gala will be held at the Community Center at England Park. This will take place from 6 p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m., and our featured guest speaker will be Mr. Dennis S. Brown, who is a renowned motivational speaker slash author and the 17th national president of the SU National Alumni Federation. Amen. Everybody is invited to attend and to take part in that celebration. Hey, going to take just a mere break. Don't y'all go nowhere. This is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. We will be right back after this.
Louisianans come from all different walks of life, whether you work in an office or on a farm, love hunting or enjoy crabbing. It's time we all stepped up and gave COVID the boot. If you're vaccinated, get the booster for maximum protection. If you're not, get vaccinated so you don't get sick or pass the virus on to someone who is vulnerable, like a baby or an older person. So, no matter what you wear on your feet, step up, Louisiana, and let's all give COVID the boot.
Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health and this station.
And we're back. This is Moments of Inspiration.
It's been a blessing.
Perfecting the Saints right here on KYT. And again, yeah, listen, I know y'all didn't get a chance to call in today, but that's okay. Amen. That's okay. Amen. That is all right, because you know what? God's got it all under control. Amen. I got to do something real quick. Do this right quick. Yes, Lord. God is good. Okay. All right, y'all. As I said before, we got about 4 minutes again, but we just thank and praise God for the word. Again, I know sometimes, you know, as Brother Cornelius White says, people are not calling in because they're listening and they're getting the word. And you know what? Above all, brothers and sisters, God wants us to get an understanding concerning his word. That's right, Sister Carmen, see the base. It's already done. Amen. It's already done. Amen. If we stand on God's word, knowing that it's already done. Amen. You know what? Before I came to this radio station, my wife and I were pastoring a church in Natchez, Mississippi. And when I first heard KAYT, I loved how the ministries that I heard on there, and I loved, amen, that the fact that they were a 70,000 watt station. And I told my wife these words. I said, you know what, baby? I don't know how, and I don't know when, but God is going to bless us to get on that station. And I kept saying that. I don't know how, and I don't know when. And let me tell you something, that when it's in your heart to do something, and once we did get on the radio, I would drive an hour and 20 minutes from Natchez to be down here. Because that's how much I love working for the Lord. That's how much I love pouring out into God's people. And I know if I pour out into God's people, God is going to pour back into our lives, Lady Townsend. To which he's proven this. Amen. Because for 2 years, we were doing missionary work. Amen. Did not sleep in my own bed for 2 years. Doing missionary work, doing the work of the Lord. Right down there in Natchez, Mississippi. And you know what? God has greatly blessed us since then. So, Lady Townsend, I got about 30 seconds. You want to close this out in a word of prayer? Oh, she done bailed out on me already. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you today. We thank you for the word that went forth. We thank you for all of our brothers and sisters that heard this word. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have mindful of us to bring us back to the place that is pleasing to you. Father, forgive us for every sin and weight that has beset us, and ask us and show us, Lord God, how to run this race with patience. Father, we renounce and recant every diabolical plot and scheme of the enemy. And we thank you that all things are done for your glory as we ascribe to come higher and higher in you, in Jesus' name. God bless you. Hey, listen. Meet me at 1400 College Drive in Pineville tomorrow. All denominations are welcome. All seats are absolutely free in Jesus' name. P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break.